Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for April 1st through the 8th. The Black Ferns secured their third consecutive gold by defeating USA at the Cathay HSBC Hong Kong Sevens. Spain triumphed over Netherlands in the European Championships. Andorra made a victorious debut in their inaugural international test against Bulgaria. Cliona Maloney earned a recall to the Ireland squad after a two-year absence. World Rugby issued a groveling apology for misogynistic guidelines on how to coach women. And we also provide a global overview of premier and club competitions worldwide. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. We'll start with Hong Kong Sevens news. The Black Ferns secured their third consecutive gold. They defeated USA 36-7 in the final. Bronze match, Australia staged a remarkable 24-21 comeback against France. This didn't necessarily shake up the standings, but it does make it more interesting. New Zealand is on top, obviously, but they're only over Australia by points differential. Then we've got France, USA, Canada, Fiji. But it really gets interesting when we start looking at that eighth position. Great Britain solidified their spot in the standings with a 14-5 victory over Brazil, boosting their chances of reaching the grand finale in Spain, while Japan clinched a season-best seventh place by defeating Ireland 12-5. For the first time, there was a tournament played outside the stadium in the inaugural Melrose Claymores, and China won that one, beating Hong Kong 24-10. Looking forward, the last leg of the Challenger Series is scheduled for May 18th to 19th in Krakow, Poland. China leads, followed closely by Argentina. Belgium's in third, and Uganda holds fourth. Switching over to 15's news, Spain's 22-5 triumph over the Netherlands and the European Championship not only solidifies their quest for an 11th European Championship title, but also underscores their dominance. Despite their failure to secure a try-scoring bonus point in the match this weekend, they are still in contention for the top spot. They play Sweden, and that is their chance to leapfrog the Netherlands for the title. Elsewhere in Europe, Andorra made a dominant entrance onto the international rugby scene with a resounding 119-0 victory against Bulgaria in their debut test match, marking a significant milestone as they are the 76th international women's 15s team. Ireland have recalled hooker Cliona Maloney to their Six Nations squad, bringing her back after a hiatus since 2021. She was ostracized after criticizing the IRFU on social media and expressed a loss of trust in the IRFU's leadership in a letter to an Irish government minister. The Africa Cup, set for May 4th through 12th in Madagascar, serves as a pivotal qualifier for both the WXV and the 2025 Rugby World Cup, where South Africa clinched the title in 2019 and 2023, with Kenya securing runner-up and Madagascar finishing third in those years as well. World Rugby has issued an apology for distributing misogynistic coaching guidance targeting women and girls. It was based on an outdated 18-year-old academic review. After public backlash, the global governing body removed the controversial coaching framework from its website and will be further updating the module. Now moving on to Premier and Club news, the highly anticipated Sky Super Rugby Opa-Key final will unfold at Auckland's Eden Park this Saturday, featuring a clash between the Nib Blues and the Chiefs Manawa. Chiefs Manawa emerged victorious in the inaugural competition back in 2022. Maumata 2 claimed the title in 2023. Western Force marked a historic achievement over the weekend, clinching their first ever BuildCorp Super W semifinal. As round five approaches, teams are eagerly competing for the chance to host the semifinals, with the Waratahs already locked in for a top spot, with contenders like the Fijiana Drua and AC Brumbies also eyeing hosting rights. Railway Union's 43-22 triumph over UL Bohemian and the Nigeria AIL ended the latter's impressive 14-match winning streak, solidifying their places in the final. This year marks the first ever finals doubleheader with the women and men at Aviva Stadium on Sunday, April 28th. The USA Club Women's Rugby postseason is shaping up. We know all of the D1 Super Regional teams and about half for D2. While some regions are still in regular league play for at least another week, everyone's eyes are set on the USA Club Rugby National Championships happening on May 17th to 19th in Austin, Texas. The Welsh Premiership faces ongoing challenges as only two matches took place for the first time since February 18. Disparities in match counts are evident, with one club having played 8 games while another has only played 3 matches. Reports suggest that matches are being contested with minimal players or resulting in outright forfeits. This weekend, we'll see the Allianz Cup semifinals as well as the matches for 5th and 7th places. The semifinal will feature Saracens against Exeter, Bristol against Gloucester Harpury, while the 5th, 6th place match will be between Sale and Loughborough, and the 7th and 8th place match will be between Leicester and Harlequins. Notably, Exeter has emerged victorious in both previous finals, with Harlequins finishing as runner-up in 2022 and Saracens in 2023. BC Rugby has announced that their senior club finals are slated to take place at Burnaby Lake Rugby Club on May 4th. Vancouver maintains its lead position, closely followed by West Shore, Capilino, and Castaway Wanderers in pursuit. We close out the week with 9 features, 12 media, and 2 rugby jobs, all on our site. Stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, Patreon, and YouTube. Follow us on your preferred social media platforms to never miss out.